George laid out his deliberate solitaire hand, 7 cards and 6 on top and 5 on top of those. Witt said,
I see what you mean. No, they ain't been nothing yet. Curly's got yellow jackets in his drawers, but that's all so far. Every time the guys is around, she shows up. She's looking for Curly, or she thought she left something laying around, and she's looking for it. Seems like she can't keep away from guys. And Curly's pants is just crawling with ants, but they ain't nothing come of it yet.
George said, she's gonna make a mess. There's gonna be a bad mess about her. She's a jailbait all set on the trigger. That Curly got his work cut out for him. Ranch with a bunch of guys on it ain't no place for a girl, especially like her. Witt said,
if you got ideas, you ought to come into town with us guys tomorrow night.
Why? What's doing?
Just the usual thing. We go into old Susie's place. Hell of a nice place. Old Susie's a laugh. Always cracking jokes. Like she says when we come up on the front porch last Saturday night, Susie opens the door and then she yells over her shoulder, get your coats on, girls. Here comes the sheriff. She never talks dirty, neither. Got 5 girls there.
What's it set you back? George asked.
2.5. You can get a shot for 2 bits. Susie got nice chairs to sit in, too. If a guy don't want to flop, why, he can just sit in the chairs. Have a couple of 3 shots and pass the time of day, and Susie don't give a damn. She ain't rushing guys through and kicking them out if they don't want to flop.
Might go in and look the joint over, said George.
Sure, come along. It's a hell of a lot of fun. Her cracking jokes all the time. Like she says one time, she says, I knew people that if they got a rag rug on the floor and a cupid eye lamp on the phonograph, they think they run in a parlor house. That's Clara's house she's talking about. And Susie says, I know what you boys want, she says. My girls is clean, she says, and there ain't no water in my whiskey, she says. If you guys want to look at a cupid doll lamp and take your own chance getting burned, why, you know where you can go. And she says, these guys around here walking bow-legged because they like to look at a cupid doll lamp.
George asked, Clara runs the other house, huh?
Yeah, said Witt. We don't never go there. Clara gets 3 bucks a crack and 35 cents a shot, and she don't crack no jokes. Well, Susie's place is clean, and she got nice chairs. Don't let no goo-goos in, neither.
Me and Lenny's rolling up a steak, said George. I might go in and set and have a shot, but I ain't putting out no 2.5.
Well, guy got to have some fun sometime, said Witt.
The door opened, and Lenny and Carlson came in together. Lenny crept to his bunk and sat down, trying not to attract attention. Carlson reached under his bunk and brought out his bag. He didn't look at old Candy, who still faced the wall. Carlson found a little cleaning rod in the bag and a can of oil. He laid them on his bed and then brought out the pistol, took out the magazine, and snapped the loaded shell from the chamber. Then he fell to cleaning the barrel with the little rod. When the ejector snapped, Candy turned over and looked for a moment at the gun before he turned back to the wall again. Carlson said casually,
Curly been in yet?
No, said Witt. What's eating on Curly?
Carlson squinted down the barrel of his gun. Looking for his old lady. I seen him going round and round outside. Witt said sarcastically,
he spends half his time looking for her and the rest of the time she's looking for him.
Curly burst into the room excitedly.
Any of you guys see my wife?
He demanded.
She ain't been here, said Witt.
Curly looked threateningly about the room.
Where the hell is Slim?
Went out in the barn, said George. He was going to put some tar on a split hoof. Curly's shoulders dropped and squared.
How long ago he'd go?
5-10 minutes. Curly jumped out the door and banged it after him. Witt stood up.
I guess maybe I'd like to see this, he said. Curly's just spoiling her. He wouldn't start for Slim. And Curly's handy, goddamn handy. Got in the finals for the Golden Gloves. He got newspaper clippings about it.
He considered.
Just the same, he better leave Slim alone. Nobody don't know what Slim can do.
Thinks Slim's with his wife, don't he? Said George.
Looks like it, Witt said. Course Slim ain't. Least I don't think Slim is. But I like to see the fuss if it comes off. Come on, let's go.
George said,
I'm staying right here. I don't want to get mixed up in nothing. Lenny and me gonna make a stake.
Carlson finished the cleaning of the gun and put it in the bag and pushed the bag under his bunk. "I guess I'll go and look her over," he said. Old Candy lay still, and Lenny, from his bunk, watched George cautiously. When Whit and Carlson were gone and the door closed after them, George turned to Lenny. "What you got on your mind?"
"I ain't done nothing, George. Slim says I better not pet them pups so much for a while. Slim says it ain't good for them, so I come right in. I've been good, George."
"I could have told you that," said George.
"Well, I wasn't hurting them none. I just had mine in my lap petting it."
George asked, "Did you see Slim out in the barn?"
"Sure I did. He told me I better not pet that pup no more."
"Did you see that girl?"
"You mean Curly's girl?"
"Yeah, she come in the barn?"
"No. Anyways, I never seen her."
"You never seen Slim talking to her?"
"Uh-uh. She ain't been in the barn."
"Okay," said George. "I guess them guys ain't gonna see no fight. If there's any fighting, Lenny, you keep out of it."
I don't want no fights, George," said Lenny.
He got up from his bunk and sat down at the table across from George. Almost automatically, George shuffled the cards and laid out his solitaire hand. He used a deliberate, thoughtful slowness. Lenny reached for a face card and studied it, but then turned it upside down and studied it.
"Both ends the same," he said. "George, why is both ends the same?"
"I don't know," said George. "That's just a way to make them. What was Slim doing in the barn when you seen him?"
"Slim?"
"Sure, you seen him in the barn, and he told you not to pet them pups so much."
"Oh, yeah. He had a can of tar and a paintbrush. I don't know what for."
"You sure that girl didn't come in like she come in here today?"
"No. She never come."
George sighed. "You give me a good whorehouse every time," he said. "A guy can go in, get drunk, get everything out of his system all at once, and no messes. And he knows how much it's going to send him back. These here jail baits is just set on the trigger of the hoosegow." Lenny followed his words admiringly and moved his lips a little to keep up. George continued. "Remember Andy Cushman, Lenny? Went to grammar school?"
"The one his old lady used to make hotcakes for the kids?"
Lenny asked. "Yeah, that's the one. You can remember anything if there's anything to eat in it." George looked carefully at the solitaire hand. He put an ace up on his scoring rack and piled a 2, 3, 4 diamonds on it. "Andy's in San Quentin right now on account of a tart," said George. Lenny drummed on the table with his fingers.
"George?
Huh?
George? How long's it gonna be till we get that little place and live off the fat of the land? And rabbits?"
"I don't know," said George. "We gotta get a big stake together. I know a little place we can get cheap, but they ain't giving it away.